This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
It really is. Once again, a big welcome everyone to the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. Here we are on Phoenix FM 98.0 if you're based in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. Grateful to have your company this evening. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me right through till midnight. Remember, if you have a smart speaker, you can just ask it to play Phoenix FM. You can find us online if you have a Mixcloud account. You can get the video feed into the studio as well. What the heck is going on this show tonight? It's Tuesday. It's the 26th of March. There are loads of ridiculous holidays to enjoy. We'll bring you some celebrity birthdays later on too. We'll possibly be talking to Scott Fish, our roving reporter, and finding out all kinds of interesting facts during the show too. And the return of Prediction Master is quite exciting. So that will be happening. As ever, there's an intense debate raging across the Twitter / Xverse. And all the music has been selected by you lovely leg-end listeners once again. So stay tuned to see if your suggestion makes it into the playlist for tonight's show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting ride. So stay right where you are. Keep your radio where it is. Keep your internet tabs exactly as they are. Don't go anywhere. Turn the volume up. Let's all have a great time together. It's Tuesday night. Ridiculous holidays will be revealed after this. And you'll understand why the theme of tonight is songs about being alone or lonely or on your own or quiet. Following that theme, getting us started musically here, thanks to the suggestion of Mr. Nick Field, fellow Phoenix FM presenter, here is Pink.
I love you so much more when you're not here watching all the bad shows.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Pink, Leave Me Alone, I'm Lonely. That's the beauty of broadcasting between 10 and midnight. Chance of profanity in some of the songs. Apologies if you weren't expecting that. Anyway, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. We're all going to have a great time here tonight. It's the 26th of March. I'm looking forward to spending a couple of hours with my lovely Leg End listeners. Shall we find out what on earth is going on Tuesday, the 26th of March, in terms of ridiculous holidays? For instance, did you know today, of course, all across the world, is Legal Assistance Day? Do legal assistants need a day? Well, they've got one. It's the 26th of March. So, you know, all those lawyers and barristers and solicitors will be thanking their assistants today. They wouldn't have done it any other day, but they will be now. Oh, yes. All those assistants will be absolutely sick of being thanked by 10 p.m. at night, probably working late at night, someone finishing off some important filing and research on a case somewhere. Someone's just thanked them. They're fine about it. They're happy because it's Legal Assistance Day. Also, doesn't sound that interesting, but when you actually learn more about it, it is interesting because today is also Purple Day. We'll be looking at things that are interestingly and famously purple later on in the show. But it's not just celebrating the colour purple. It started a few years back and it actually relates to epilepsy. And the colour purple is associated with epilepsy. And it's all about raising awareness of that and doing fundraising and things like that to help people with epilepsy. So, yeah, there we go. It is Purple Day, but we will be looking at things that are purple. And slightly disappointingly for some, but maybe excitingly for some as well, the 26th of March is also Solitude Day. Doesn't really work, but kind of does when you're broadcasting on the radio, because we're all together, but I'm alone in the studio right now. Obviously, the production team are just metres away. But, you know, I'm alone in the studio, so I am experiencing some kind of solitude. So, it's interesting. If you're alone at the moment and happy about it, then thank you for sharing your evening with me. If you're alone and wish you weren't alone, then I'm genuinely sorry for you. And I hope you can feel some companionship by tuning into the show that goes like this tonight. So, yes, it is Solitude Day. And then, of course, in a slightly more frivolous way, who could forget all week from Monday to Sunday, not just one day? Of course we couldn't use a day. It is National Cleaning Week. Why National Cleaning Week? No one wants to celebrate cleaning, do they? Unless you're Monica in Friends, nobody likes cleaning. Nobody. Do we need to do it all week? Do we need to think about it all week? We all do it because things have to be kept clean. But National Cleaning Week started on the 25th of March and goes right through until April. Wowzers. And you know how we celebrate days with ridiculous holidays? We celebrate weeks with ridiculous holidays. And then, although this is a worthy cause, do we really need to celebrate it for a month? That's the question I'm asking, because also, all throughout March, it's Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. Why? I mean, yes, please adopt a rescued guinea pig. Give them a home. That's fantastic. It's sad to hear there's any guinea pigs that have been rescued that have been not loved by their owners. And also, it's well known that guinea pigs are very social animals. They don't do as well on their own. If you get one, you really should get another one. So don't just rescue one. Rescue at least two together so they can stay being social. It's in their nature. They really love being with other guinea pigs. So bear that in mind. But it was more the fact that it went on all month. Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. Come on. Right, anyway, plenty more excitement to come. Loads of great tracks suggested by the lovely Lego and listeners. Celebrity birthdays up shortly. Scott Fish up later. We'll look at things that are famously purple on Purple Day. Prediction Master is back. There's an intense debate going on the Twitterverse. You can have a look at Ben Sim Radio on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and get a sneak preview before I talk about it on the air. But voting, as ever, will close at about 10 to 12 tonight. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to see what the poll is all about, because also today it is National Spinach Day. Just a tip as to what something could be featuring in the poll. The intense debate tonight is something to do with spinach and more. That's all I'm going to say. I have to say, spinach never appealed to me. And it shocked me to see the volume of raw spinach you can put in a pan and how quickly after cooking it, it really does shrivel, doesn't it? My wife showed me about the beauty of cooking spinach relatively recently. I do enjoy a spinach infused with garlic and lemon, but just a raw spinach, not such a big fan. I know you get creamed spinach dishes, don't you, in restaurants? Well, you can make them at home too, but yeah, I imagine that's a bit nicer. But I don't mind a garlic spinach, I've got into it. Yes, just shocked at how small it ends up in terms of mass from what it started at before you put it in a pan. Right, let's get more music. More music suggested by you. Thank you to everyone that's got in touch on social media in the run-up to the show. Therefore, on a musical theme of being lonely and alone and quiet on Solitude Day, thanks to Paul Holman, here's classic Elvis.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Phoenix FM.
slightly melancholy, very tuneful, very beautiful. Elvis, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Thanks to Paul Holman for suggesting that, of course. Now, there is a risk with playing songs about being lonely and alone by yourself and quiet that the music could make people feel a bit down tonight. And I don't want that to happen, but obviously I'm warning you, there is that nature of it. You've chosen it, you know. But some of it is happy, lonely music, if you can imagine such a thing. But yes, I'm just looking at the playlist throughout the whole show. I think we'll be okay, I'm sure. We'll be fine. Some of it's celebratory as well. So, I'm sure we're all going to enjoy our time together up until midnight tonight. Celebrity birthdays, I'll squeeze them in after the next track, I think, before we try and speak to Scott Fish in not too long a time and see how he's been getting on. I'll explain a little bit about the task I've set him very shortly. And of course, excitingly, in the second hour of the show tonight, Prediction Master will be back, and I'll of course be filling you in on the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse as of now. So yeah, plenty to get involved with, plenty to make your ears happy by being here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. So, time for more music. And many people suggested this one on social media in the run-up to the show, all independently of each other. Thanks to Mr. Ian Lee, to Marie Brooks, to Rachel Woollett. We are now going to hear from Eric Carmen.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home. So insecure, and love so distant and obscure. was just for fun. Those days are gone.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Eric Carmen with All By Myself. Not to be confused with Eric Cartman from South Park. I don't think he's ever sung a version of that, either animated or otherwise. Right, it's 25 past 10 very nearly. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays? I really think it's that time. I think it's going to happen. Who is celebrating today then? Well, Keira Knightley is 39 today. Richard Dawkins is 83 today. Former Tory leader William Hague is 63 today. Comedian Roisin Conaty is 45 today. The Reverend Richard Coles is 62 today. Actor Jonathan Groff is 39 today. Diana Ross is 80 today. Aerosmith's Steven Tyler is 76 today. And Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner, Jennifer Grey is 64 today. And American comedy legend Martin Short is 74 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday, very many happy returns to you as well. Sadly, there wasn't a broadcast anywhere near the actual date, but it was my dad's birthday last Friday. Very happy birthday to him. I was working on the actual day, but we met up over the weekend and a great time was had by all. I am speaking on his behalf, but I think that's safely the case. But happy birthday, Dad. Now then. Plenty more music still to come. Of course, the excitement of Scott Fish, our roving reporter, coming up at around about 10:30. So probably after the next track, all being well. That's fabulous. And then, the delights of Prediction Master later in the show. The intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. You can get a sneak peek at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter before I talk about it on the air. Loads more music associated with being alone, being lonely. About solitude on Solitude Day. And of course, it's also Spinach Day, Legal Assistance Day, Purple Day. All week it's National Cleaning Week, and all month it's Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. All worthy causes, but utterly ridiculous that it exists for a month. Right, now another one that a few people suggested. We're going to hear from Andy Williams, courtesy of Angie Stanger-Leeds and Fiona Watson, independently of each other. Thank you for suggestions, ladies. Alone Again, naturally.
Oh, in a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off. Reality came around.
Phoenix FM.
Andy Williams alone again, naturally. Yes, all the music tonight features references to solitude because it is Solitude Day on the 26th of March. Now, I do need to let my lovely leg-in listeners know something. I'm going to play this first of all. You'll realise, quite literally, there's been a cock-up, but here we go.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, we all know over the weeks that we've had Scott Fish as our roving reporter, he's had his issues, it's fair to say, with misunderstanding requests and tasks and briefings, not quite hitting the mark every single time. Now, earlier this week, I spoke to Scott Fish over the phone and told him that one of the holidays we were ridiculously celebrating today was Solitude Day. And I said to him, would he be up for the difficult task, in a genuine psychological experiment, of genuinely shutting himself away for today and experiencing solitude? No phones, no internet, no television. Almost like a prisoner in solitary confinement. Now, I did admittedly not say, make sure you've got your phone with you at 10:30, because that kind of went without saying. I thought that Scott Fish wouldn't carry on with the solitude when he would be being spoken to on the air by me, which he's done every week for the last few Tuesday evenings at 10:30. So I can't get hold of Scott Fish at the moment. His phone is switched off. Well, it's not. It's going straight to message, straight to answer phone. And I've sent him WhatsApps and they haven't been received. You know, you can see the double ticks. So they haven't gone blue. So there we go. Scott Fish is experiencing solitude, I'm guessing. It's self-imposed, all in the name of a psychological experiment for the airwaves. I'll try and keep getting hold of him throughout the show. Who knows? We may be able to speak to him a little bit later on. If the worst comes to the worst, do rest assured I will go round his house and just check on him on the way home tonight. But yeah, Scott Fish, solitude, can't get hold of him.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Fish, haven't spoken to him yet. Self-imposed solitude. It is Solitude Day, so he has kind of done the right thing, but I did imagine he'd be free to speak to me on the air. There we go. Apologies for that, lovely leg-end listeners. Don't despair, though. We've got plenty of lovely tunes to get on the airwaves that have been suggested by you guys on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you so much for that. And we've still got to hear about things that are purple. Hear from Prediction Master, who's back this week, and the intense debate on the Twitterverse. And who knows, if anyone drops me a line as well, we could go off at tangents. Thanks to your suggestions. So amazing stuff. If you want to get in touch for any reason whatsoever, Ben Simmons on Facebook, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Lots of ways to do it. Thank you so much for being here. Right now, we are going to hear from Altered Images. This is courtesy of another Phoenix FM presenter. They're out in force tonight. Thanks, guys. Karen Ridgers, I Could Be Happy.
I could be happy, I could be happy. I'll go to sky.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Altered Images. I could be happy. So we haven't managed to get hold of Scott Fish. As I said, I'll keep trying and I'll go and check on him after the show if I don't manage to speak to him. So don't panic, lovely Legend listeners. But of course, to do with honouring people suffering with epilepsy, today is also Purple Day. And I thought I would look at things that are famously purple and let you guys know some interesting facts about those things. Now, what about the gemstone amethyst? Amethyst is the name given to purple quartz. And there are people that believe its name derives from the Greek word amethystos, meaning not. A at the beginning of a Greek word means not, and then methystos means intoxicated. So it literally means not drunk. Amethystos. And in ancient times, wealthy lords who wanted to stay sober were said to have had drinking glasses or goblets made from amethyst. While pouring wine for their guests, they could serve themselves water, as the dark purple hue of the gem would disguise the colour of the drink so it looked like wine, therefore making it seem as though the lord was having a drink when they would stay miraculously sober. And people attributed this to the gemstone, and it became known as amethyst. It was also thought in ancient times, if you wished to save a drunkard from delirium, you could mix crushed amethyst into a person's drink. Don't know if that would have been all that good for them, but there we go. Yes, amethyst, purple quartz, derived from the Greek word amethystos. Not methystos, intoxicated. So yeah, incredible stuff. See, I love learning stuff like that. Amethyst, it's purple. If you've got some amethyst on you, well done. So I'm sure you're very pleased with yourself on Tuesday the 26th of March on Purple Day to be having something purple. Of course, there are other things less expensive than amethyst that are also purple, and we'll talk about those in due course. Ironically, I can think of two foodstuffs that have other colours in their name but are actually purple. For instance, blueberries. They're not blue, are they? They're purple. And red grapes. Not really red. Depends on your take on shades of red, I suppose. But red grapes are very often purple as well. Come on, be honest in your naming of yourself. I'm more annoyed about blueberries, to be honest. I was having a discussion today with someone that there are no foodstuffs that are blue. If you know any different, and you can't say if you put it in blue food colouring or mix blue food colouring in with it, are there any naturally occurring foodstuffs that are actually blue? Blueberries don't count, they're purple. See, it's Purple Day. This could be an intense debate on Twitter, couldn't it? But it isn't. There's an entirely different one. We'll come to that in due course. Right, let's have more music. Thanks to Amy Wright Holden, we're now going to hear from Heart. Not the radio station. That would be a rival. I wouldn't be promoting it. I'd be all alone on that one. See what I've done there?
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Still my own, and my love for you is still unknown.
Phoenix FM.
That was Heart and Alone. As I said, some of the songs tonight, we're not promoting being alone. It is just Solitude Day. So I don't want people to get sad. Obviously, various tracks can invoke various kind of emotions, but or evoke even various kind of emotions. But yeah, some of them are going to be happy tracks. Some of them are going to be reflective tracks. I think we all need some time to reflect. It occurred to me, I've been commuting quite a lot the last couple of years, but on trains in and out of London. And everyone, I know everyone all across the world now has smartphones and spends their life looking at them whenever they're travelling. But I remember hearing something someone said a few years ago. It is now impossible to be bored. You cannot be bored. Because if you have a phone and you're in a situation previously before phones existed where you would have been bored, you just get your phone out, look at it, find something on your phone that you find interesting. And, you know, with these apps now, things like YouTube, Instagram Reels, TikTok, of course, you can find very short videos. And if you don't like what you're watching, you just swipe to something until you find something you like. It's very easy to find something that vaguely interests you. I genuinely think everyone's minds are getting overstimulated. I do think we need to deliberately take time to reflect. Put your phone away and actually just be alone with your own thoughts. Even if it's for 5-10 minutes a day, you don't have to be looking at your phone all the time. It could just be me. Maybe I'm in the minority. But, you know, I do think there's a lot of overstimulation going on, whereas previously that did not happen. And it does seem like there's more anxiety in the world these days. It's easier to hear about negative things that are going on because the world is so interconnected now with the internet. But, yeah, I think people need to actually think about their mental health, actually think about just taking some time out without using technology and just being alone with your thoughts. I think it could actually be good for people. Still, yes, I had a lovely message from Ellie from Beckles, who has requested a track that will be on later on, Ellie, but she said she's majorly concerned as to Scott Fish's whereabouts. She's very fond of him. Last week, she woke up for several mornings with Scott's jingle on the brain. Where did he go? Nobody knows, indeed. And couldn't stop singing it all day. She's kind of fond of his ineptitude and how he understands what exactly he is expected to report on. That is why it's concerning that this week, when solitude is the theme, he has understood. Yeah, he doesn't always get it right, and he's gone missing. Where is he? Well, I will try and get hold of him again throughout the show. If we can speak to him at any point, that will be a huge relief. If we don't, I will go and check on him afterwards. I promise you, Ellie, I will post on Facebook and let everybody know that Scott is well and all is well. This could be a weekly mission that's sadly been an example of a slightly more misunderstanding than normal, but I'm sure Scott Fish is well. I'm sure he's looking after himself. I'm sure he's experiencing solitude. Maybe it's helping him. You know, maybe he's being reflective. Maybe that's fabulous. Okay, now Scott Fish isn't a girl, and he might be lonely at the moment, but I'm sure he'll have some company again very soon. But Eddie Holman knows all about a lonely girl. This was suggested by Ian Parkin. Thanks, Ian.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Eddie Holman and Hey There, Lonely Girl. Thanks to Ian Parkin. Now we are coming up to 11 o'clock. We're not quite there yet, but just so I can see if a few more people may get the chance to vote, we're going to now talk about the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse, the Xverse, whatever verse it is. Elon Musk owns it. So, yes, the intense debate raging revolves around the fact that the 26th of March is Spinach Day. Have you had spinach today? I've had spinach today. Oh, yes, I have. So it is Spinach Day, and therefore a poll has been created and is available at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. I would love it if anyone listening could vote. Get your phone out, get onto Twitter. It will take you seconds to cast a vote at Ben Sim Radio, all one word, on Twitter. And this will be at the top of that profile. Which one of these would you rather eat? Spinach, kale, broccoli, or cauliflower? I have to say, if you'd asked me this question when I was 15, I would have made noises and pretended to throw up. I wouldn't have wanted to eat any of them. You asked me this question at the age I am now, and I'll still do that with regards to cauliflower. You know how some kids don't want to eat and it's a bit of a fad, and there are things you hate when you're younger that you end up quite liking when you're older? I'm thinking blue cheese. It's wonderful. When I was younger, I thought it looked disgusting, but it's absolutely amazing. When I was younger, I thought cauliflower was disgusting. Well, at the age I am now, I think cauliflower is disgusting. Now, apologies to those cauliflower lovers out there. I'm sure there are plenty of people that think it's fabulous, which is great. Good for you. You enjoy it. I will not be enjoying it. I will not be wanting to enjoy it. I'm fine in my life not eating or enjoying cauliflower. So there we go. I just wanted to get that out there. I feel like it's been cathartic saying that on the airwaves. There we go. So yes, anyway, this intense debate is asking, which of these would you rather eat? You can only choose one out of four. Spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower. At the moment, cauliflower somehow has 20% of the vote. Broccoli has 61% of the vote. Spinach has 19% of the vote. Could it all change? Could spinach be victorious on its own day, on the 26th of March, which is Spinach Day? Yes. No, we don't need the fanfare again. All right, thank you for that. So cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Which would you rather eat? Spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower? There we go. Okay, I'll tell you something about me cooking with broccoli after the next track. Now, there are people that often sending some suggestions to this show, and sadly they're not on our playlists and our library, and they don't make it into the show. But with a bit of jiggery-pokery, it is possible to get hold of some tracks. Now, my dad often asks for tracks by one of his favourite artists, Brenda Lee. And frequently our library is a bit limited with its Brenda Lee options, but he'll be delighted to know that I've tried to find my very best intentions. Brenda Lee's Lonely, Lonely, Lonely Me. This is for my dad.
Everything's wrong, lonely, lonely, lonely me. Lonely, lonely, lonely me. Why did I ever set you free? I played the fool, broke every rule. Lonely, lonely, lonely me. I'll end up trying and trying to find another love that's true. But when it's over, all over, I know I'll still be loving you. Lonely, lonely, lonely me. How I'm lost in misery. My poor heart will yearn until you return. Lonely, lonely, lonely me.
Phoenix FM.
Brenda Lee and Lonely, Lonely, Lonely Me. Yes, that was played for my dad. Fantastic. It was his birthday last week, so he deserved finally to get another Brenda Lee track on the airwaves. I think we've played one, or there's one or two in the library, but has been limited until today. I've extended the library. There we go. Amazing stuff. Well, it's coming up to 11 o'clock. How are we always, how are we always an hour through the show? We're not always an hour through the show. How are we almost an hour through the show? It's racing by. Hopefully it is for you lovely leg end listeners as well. Has your suggestion made it into the show yet? Don't worry, there's plenty more time to see if it makes it into the second hour of the show if yours hasn't featured yet. Remember, if you've missed any of the show, you can get it, the podcast edition, from tomorrow morning on the Phoenix FM website on my blog page. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this. It'll take you to the blog, and all previous recordings are available there to download and listen to at your leisure. Amazing stuff. Now, I do like to bring breaking sporting news on these airwaves, and those football fans amongst us will know the game's finished about 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, but very sadly for Wales, they've lost their Euro 24 playoff final against Poland. They were at home as well, on penalties. What an agonising way to lose and not make it to a major tournament finals. That's such a shame. Going to be held in Germany in the summer. Of course, Wales won't be there. Poland will. Wales losing 5-4 on penalties. Dan James missing the crucial penalty. Such a shame for him. And England playing a friendly against Belgium tonight, having had an underwhelming performance against Brazil a few days ago. And I guess it was another slightly underwhelming performance. Very fortunate to escape with a draw. Jude Bellingham getting an equaliser with the last kick of the game. A couple of injuries have occurred tonight as well. John Stones went off injured for England. Man City playing Arsenal at the weekend could be a key fixture. Will he be available? Also for Liverpool fans, worrying that Andy Robertson was injured in their Scotland's game against Northern Ireland, or having already suffered an injury earlier this season. That was a shoulder injury, though. I think he's got an ankle injury now, so he may not be available for a few more weeks. That's a little bit of a sporting update for you. See, we'll do anything on the show that goes like this, as long as it fits in with what we're talking about at the time. It's just happened. It's current. I'd like to bring it to you. Speaking of currents, they're often purple, aren't they? And today is also Purple Day. What else is purple? I talked about amethyst a while ago. What about lavender? Quite a few plants and vegetables end up being purple. The flowers of the lavender plant, of course, famously purple. Some fun facts about lavender, one website says. I don't know if this is all that fun, but ancient Egyptians made use of lavender during their mummification process, embalming the corpse with perfume. Fun facts? Ancient Greeks used lavender to treat insomnia and ease back pain. It was obviously thought to have medicinal properties hundreds of years ago. During the bubonic plague in the 17th century, lavender was used as a remedy to ward off the disease. And it's actually quite an effective bug repellent, can protect other plants from certain pests. And it will thrive despite being neglected. So it works with solitude day as well, because it can thrive especially in poor soil conditions. So you can ignore lavender, leave it on its own, and it can still grow. And did you know, not many people know this, it's actually part of the mint family. And Queen Victoria was a huge fan of lavender. She made sure all her furniture was cleaned with a lavender-based solution, and her drink of choice was lavender-infused tea to help ease her stomach. Well, I've said lavender a lot. And now, thanks to Laden Tunchai, we're going to have some more music. She suggested I play this by Akon.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely.
Yo, this one here goes out to all my players out there, man, you know, that got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man, like, took all the bullshit, but then one day she can't take it no more and decide to leave.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could've sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Let you walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody to call my own. Been all over the world, ain't never met a girl that could take the things that you've been through. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy but now so lonely. So lonely, Mr. Lonely, I have nobody for my own. So lonely, Mr. Lonely, I have nobody for my own girl. Never thought that I'd be alone. I didn't think you'd be gone this long. I just want you to call my phone. Stop playing, girl, and come on home.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Akon and Lonely for La Den Tunchai. Now, while that was on, I had a request from Maria on the Isle of Wight, who said, as it's Purple Day, why not play Purple Rain? Good idea. And it's been raining quite heavily today. I thought the rain was over, spring had sprung, you know, we weren't going to get April showers, but that could still happen in April, I suppose. What about March showers? I don't know, but it's been raining heavily today. It's Purple Day. We're combining purple with rain with a suggestion from a listener. Go on then.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants that night to be laughing.
Phoenix FM.
Prince and Purple Rain. Fantastic stuff. See, last minute song suggestions can get squeezed into the show. Absolutely fantastic. And I have to make an apology to Sarah James as well, because I attributed Akon's Lonely to Laden Tunchai, which was true, but independently of her, Sarah James asked for it as well. So, yes, it was equally her suggestion. So thank you very much for that, Sarah. Now, the hotly contested debate that is raging on Twitter, which one of these would you rather eat, spinach, kale, broccoli and cauliflower? You've got around 38 minutes left to vote. At the moment, 34% of voters are saying spinach, 50% of voters are saying broccoli and 16% of voters are saying cauliflower. Nobody would prefer kale. There's a shocker. For all you kale fans out there, if you want to change things, give that post a retweet, a repost, and more people will see it. More people may be able to squeeze in a vote before we go off the airwaves. Thanks to everyone that's voted so far. Incredibly grateful. Right, more music coming up, more purple facts, and Prediction Masters back very shortly too. It's all exciting. It's all happening. What's coming up now? Well, thanks to Paul Milton and David Capri, independently of each other, we're now going to hear from Roy Orbison. Dum, dum, dum. Oh yes, and we've only got 45 minutes left, plenty of tracks still to get in before I leave you. So yes, don't worry if yours hasn't made it in yet, it could well still make it. What about other famously purple things? Well, we've talked about lavender, we've talked about amethyst. Let's get into something edible, plums. Plums, famously purple fruit. Plums can be as large as a cricket ball, or as small as a cherry when ripe. I've never seen one as large as a cricket ball. That'd be ridiculous. When dried, as I'm sure you're aware, plums, when dried, are called prunes. Yes, popular all over the world, plum trees are grown on every continent except Antarctica. Some plum varieties are specifically bred so they can be dried and still retain their sweetness. These are the plums used for prunes. Prunes are known for their laxative effect. Let's just leave that out there. The plum is part of the rose family, like the peach and the apricot. Yeah, okay. And final couple of health-related facts, really. Plums protect your heart. A medium fresh plum contains 113 milligrams of potassium that helps manage high blood pressure and reduce the risk of stroke. Some studies suggest, this isn't medically proven, I don't think, but some studies suggest that plum extracts can kill aggressive breast cancer cells without harming the surrounding healthy cells. Plums are also full of antioxidants that have been shown to slow the development of Alzheimer's disease. Wow. There are only 43 calories in an averagely sized plum, and a plum contains 14% of your recommended daily dose of vitamin C. There we go. Plums, clearly very, very good for you. Okay, now we need some more music. Thanks to Mark Straker up near Blackpool. We're now going to hear from the Police.
Slowly, 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 slowly.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Police and So Lonely. Now, many years back on this very show, I did hold the World Cup of Misheard Song Lyrics. And I think The Police got quite far. Don't think it won. But people often mishear So Lonely for Sue Lawley, the former newsreader on the BBC. It does really, when you hear that, when you listen to it, you can't help but hear Sue Lawley. It does really make me laugh. It's one of those best ones. So, yeah, amazing. The Police and So Lonely. I'll have a quick look at the debate, the intense debate on the Twitterverse. You've now got, how long, 26 minutes left to cast your vote. Shall we see if the scores are updating? Just waiting for refreshments to occur. 51% now saying broccoli, 35% saying spinach, and 14% saying cauliflower. So, yes, if you want to get your vote cast, you've not got very long left to do so. Please get involved at Ben Sim Radio on X or Twitter. And give it a repost. More people will see it. More people can get involved. Thank you so much. Which would you rather eat? Spinach, kale, broccoli or cauliflower? Cast your vote. It is World Spinach Day today. Now, more music. And this was suggested by another Phoenix presenter. Thank you so much, Patrick Shering. Here is Andrew Gold.
Sister grew up and she married
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy. Now, another foodstuff famously purple on Purple Day, the 26th of March, is, of course, the beetroot. Get ready for facts about beetroot. Very, very high in nutrients. Very good for you. Yes, an average amount of boiled beetroot will give you 44 calories, 1.7 grams of protein, just 0.2 grams of fat, incredibly low in fat, 10 grams of carbs, 2 grams of fiber. It's got percentages of folate, manganese, copper, potassium, magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin B6, and iron. Rich in folate, a vitamin that plays a key role in growth, development and heart health. And also a good amount of manganese, which is involved in bone formation, nutrient metabolism, brain function and more. Beetroots are also high in copper, an important mineral for energy production and the synthesis of certain neurotransmitters. So to summarise, they're full of vitamins and minerals but low in calories and fat. So a good source of key nutrients, folate, manganese and copper. They can help keep blood pressure in check, improve athletic performance, fight inflammation, may improve your digestive health. They're a good source of fiber, possibly support brain health, and links to dementia. It can improve your chance of fighting that off. Many believe beetroot has anti-cancer properties. Contains compounds including betaine, ferulic acid, rutin, chiamphorol and caffeic acid, which are all thought to have cancer-fighting properties. May help balance energy intake and can be tasty and easy to use in recipes. Yes, many people have pickled beetroot, of course, but you can roast, you can steam them. Incredibly excellent food stuff to think about. There we go. Beetroot. Very, very healthy. I haven't eaten beetroot for ages. Went over my mum and dad's last weekend because it was my dad's birthday recently. Had some beetroot, yes, and enjoyed it. So great stuff. Now, courtesy of one Mr. James Ludlow, we're going to get our next track on the airwaves. I've always enjoyed listening to this one. I think it's a brilliant track. It's Michael Jackson at his finest. You are not alone.
Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. To go and leave my world so cold. Every day I'm sitting at my seat.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Michael Jackson's You Are Not Alone, suggested by James Ludlow. Thank you very much. 25 minutes of the show left. Well, 24 and a few seconds. That means you've probably only got about 14 minutes left to cast your vote in the intense debate on the Twitter or X-verse. Yes, so not too long. Now, we're talking about purple because it's Purple Day, amongst other things. Spinach Day, Legal Assistance Day, Solitude Day, National Cleaning Week and Adopt-A-Rescued Guinea Pig Month. But purple is one of those words in the language that it's thought nothing rhymes with, isn't it? Isn't it silver, orange and purple? But I think they do all actually have rhymes. For instance, curple is a word. The hindquarters or the rump of a horse, or a strap under the girth of a horse's saddle to stop the saddle from kicking forward, both can be called curple. That rhymes with purple. There we go. Now, I attended a show business fraternity I belong to over the weekend. The Grand Order of Water Rats had a lodge meeting. I went to that in King's Cross in London. And there, thanked any members of that fraternity who have supported my radio show in the past, making song suggestions. This evening, our King Rat, the head of our order for the year, one Mr. Richard Gauntlet, has made a song suggestion for tonight's show. Remember, all the tracks have to link to being alone or lonely or on your own or needing help in some way or another. And we're going to get something vaguely amusing, I believe, courtesy of Richard Gauntlet. This is Whispering Grass.
You promised me, green grass, not to tell what you heard. Whispering Grass, say, you can't keep you a word. Keep you a word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper, green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed them? To the bees, she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees, yes, you told them once before, it's no secret anymore. Why tell them all? The trees don't need to know.
Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blubbering trees, oh yes, you told them once before, and it is no secret anymore. I will not have gossip in this jungle.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Winter Davis and Donna Stell as their characters from It Ain't Half Hot Mum and Whispering Grass got to number one back in 1975. Thanks so much to Richard Gauntlett for suggesting that one. King Rat, it made it into the show tonight. Amazing stuff. Well, somehow we've only got 19 minutes left before I have to leave you, so not too long left to vote on the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Which would you rather eat? Bear in mind, it is spinach day, and the choices you have are spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower. Someone's written and said, aren't they all from the same family of plants? I don't think spinach is, but kale, broccoli and cauliflower are indeed from the same family of plants, as is Cavolo Nero and many other things as well. So yes, we still haven't finished talking about things that are famously purple. I may do a very quick rundown on some other things before I leave you tonight. And we need the resolution to the intense debate. But after the next track, Prediction Master will be back. I'm excited. You should be too. And now, thanks to Andy Fleming's suggestion, here's Suggs. Wake up, Suggs. Come on.
Phoenix FM.
Suggs and I'm Only Sleeping. Thanks very much to Andy Fleming. Right, hasn't happened for a while. I'm excited because it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Now, I can't be 100% certain of the score, but I think it's something like 10 correct predictions and 5 incorrect predictions from Prediction Master, something like that. I will check the exact total before next week's show and before the result of this prediction. But yes, we've had an international break. The Premier League will be back this weekend. There is a huge, potentially title-deciding match on Sunday afternoon. Manchester City versus Arsenal at the Etihad Stadium. Prediction Master is carefully sitting on the fence and saying that game will result in a draw. If either team wins, Prediction Master is wrong. Prediction Master is stating that will be a draw between Manchester City and Arsenal. Prediction Master is back with a vengeance and will be predicting every week. Yes, I know how excited many of you will be at hearing that, so please do your best to calm down. I can imagine some of you running around the house with excitement right now, stopping your cars, pulling over, cheering to yourselves. Yes, Prediction Master will be back making those weekly predictions. You've missed him over the last few weeks, haven't you? Prediction Master is back. Manchester City versus Arsenal this Sunday, kickoff late Sunday afternoon at the Etihad. Prediction Master says draw. You heard it here first. Oh, yes.
Prediction Master.
That is, of course, not true if you've regularly listened to predictions by other people and they made them a little while ago. You probably could have heard it here third or fourth, maybe. But there we go. I'm sure we can all come to terms with that. Right, now, thanks to who? I can't see who's made this. Siobhan Roxburgh. Thank you, Siobhan Roxburgh. We're now going to hear from Tiffany. See, doesn't have to be morose, doesn't have to be melancholy all the time. Songs about being alone, lonely, or with alone, or lonely in the title. Classic Tiffany. Thanks, Siobhan.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around. Wanna
Phoenix FM.
That was Tiffany, and I think we're alone now. The intense debate has finished on the Twitterverse, the Xverse. Which one would you rather eat? Spinach, kale, broccoli and cauliflower. Spinach fought back. Spinach and broccoli joint winners with 43% of the vote each. Congratulations to them. Cauliflower in third with 14% of the vote. Kale scoreless. Sorry, Kale, it's not worked out for you, but spinach and broccoli joint winners. Well done. The brassica plant family, very interesting, actually. We eat many parts of it. The roots are Sweden turnips, the stems, kohlrabi, the leaves as cabbage, kale, the flowers as cauliflower, broccoli, and the buds as Brussels sprouts and cabbage, and the seeds even, mustard seeds and rape seeds. What an incredible plant for foodstuffs for humans. Unbelievable. Right, penultimate track coming up, courtesy of Mr. Paul Saunders. Thank you so much. This is Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. The halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo me.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Simon and Garfunkel. Got to sum up the show incredibly quickly. Thanks to everybody that's been involved, everybody that made track suggestions. It was fabulous of all of you. Nick Field, Paul Holman, Ian Lee, Marie Brooks, Rachel Willett, Angie Stanger Leeds, Fiona Watson, Karen Ridges, Amy Wright Holden, Ian Parkin, Horace Hopman, Sarah James, Paul Milton, Davy Capri, Mark Straker, Patrick Schering, James Ludlow, my mum, my dad, Richard Gauntlet, Andy Fleming, Paul Saunders, and Ellie from Beckles, who's requested this final track to play us out. We've learnt lots of things today. Keira Knightley shares a birthday with Diana Ross. Scott Fish likes being on his own. Prediction Master thinks Man City and Arsenal are going to be a draw. People prefer spinach and broccoli to kale and cauliflower. And it's Legal Assistance Day, Solitude Day, Purple Day, National Cleaning Week and Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. To play us out, a celebratory track about love that's fabulous. Don't be lonely. You can always get help. I'm always here for a chat if you want to get in touch with me. See you same time next week. Take care, legends. Good night.
should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And all you dreamed of.